being a jack of all trades and being a general practitioner, I just am so excited to learn and listen to specialists in the institutional space in the stock market, seeing what they see. And it is such a pleasure for me, again, to pick these people's brains. Quantitative analysis and studies is, to me, is fascinating. What chartered financial analysts have to go through to get that certification, arguably probably one of the toughest certifications yet in the investment space. And, you know, talking with these MBAs in the financial specialty, getting to see what they specialize in all day long and having a good, strong overall understanding.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I have a short episode for this week. The title is A Jack of All Trades is a Master of None. And I cannot tell you what impact that quote had on me. Actually, it's a partial quote had on me about 20 years ago. It was someone who I respected. I don't even remember who it was, but about 2 decades ago, someone made a comment because I like having my fingers in everything. And that comment was not stated as a compliment. It was indicating that I should specialize in one thing and not try to be a jack of all trades. Now, this will be a short episode. I'm staying in a beautiful hotel at the Four Seasons in just outside Dallas, Texas. I'm attending a financial symposium for the rest of this week, and it's such a beautiful hotel. If you understood how frugal I am, I could not come here by myself, so I brought my awesome business partner, my beautiful wife, so she can meet the specialist, me, the jack of all trades that I surround myself with. This is specifically focused on the stock market and some of the brilliant minds that I like working with in that space, my bright and shiny object. And I'll come back to that in a second. The jack of all trades is a master of none. That was a quote stated to me 20 years ago. Never even took the time to figure out who made that quote, what it was about. It's just a comment made. And it was amazing how much meaning I gave to that comment. I have felt guilty, I kid you not, for 20 years of the fact that I really have always admired Benjamin Franklin. He had his fingers in everything. Scientist, writer, philosopher, mathematician, inventor. He definitely was involved with politics. One of our founding fathers of this country. And so let me share the full phrase. A jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. This is a quote from William Shakespeare. And I was working, you know, I work with specialists all around me in all fields. I own several companies. I love doing this podcast. I love talking about different concepts in insurance and financial strategies and just trying to give the advice and not advice, actually, ideas and things to dive into and be the advisor that never existed for me when I was 22. And so a marketing and writing specialist. It was short term. Last year, I hired her, really admired her. She was very talented at what she did. She just got really sick, unfortunately, and could no longer work. But when she wanted to learn more about me, how I want to serve people, one of my companies, this podcast, and I was bringing up the jack of all trades comment, interestingly enough, and then she corrected me. She said, "Hey, Ken, that's not the entire phrase. It's not a jack of all trades is a master of none." It was originally intended as a compliment. A jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. That, when she enlightened me on that, I felt a little silly because I never took the time to research that quote. I'm amazed I gave that statement so much meaning. But if you go out and Google, you'll find, and I'll put the show notes, I'll have a link to a short article on medium.com. And then Forbes, interestingly enough, about a year ago, did an article on that statement as well, on that quote. And it's a good thing. I love listening to podcasts. I love reading blogs. I love researching everything between YouTube, articles, print, listening and learning and reading through our ears. I'm so grateful for the amount of content and information that's out there. And when I dive into things, I don't want to do it at an ordinary level. I want to do it at an extraordinary level. If I'm going to go ski, I want to ski really well. Am I an okay skier? Yeah, I'm an okay skier, but at a level that, you know, the best I can be. When I was competing in tennis, same thing. Am I a professional tennis player? By no means. I'm an okay tennis player, but I want to play my best ability. You know, working on projects in my house, same thing with engineering, same thing in the financial industry with the advisor, my boutique advisory firm that I own and help families, you know, specific families with. And same thing with hosting the show. I create to become better and better and improve. And I'm a generalist and I like having a very good understanding in all these different areas. And I don't apologize for it, where for 20 years, I felt really embarrassed that I was a jack of all trades, not understanding the real intention of what William Shakespeare was stating. And so I will have the links to Forbes because they go into greater detail on it. And so here I am about to start attending some great meetings throughout the rest of this week, surrounding myself with specialists, quants, chartered financial analysts, MBAs, specialists that I have surrounded myself from my small boutique advisory firm that I run and operate so that I can be a jack of all trades, be a general practitioner and surround myself with specialists that can educate me on a very uncertain topic, which is the stock market. Wall Street is my bright and shiny object. I feel that a lot of families, now you listen to all my shows the last 4 years, it sounds like I'm anti-Wall Street. That was the point, was I don't think it's the first place to go. I think a lot more things can be done by creating a strong foundation and teaching savings and savings strategies, changing the flow of money, creating redundant systems and safety factor, and designing things in a way that's perfect for each family and what that family wants to accomplish or that individual wants to accomplish. And once that foundation is structured in strong savings, safe money, liquid money, then you start getting the permission to chase rates of return. Now, phenomenal investment opportunities exist. A part of that can be Wall Street. A portion of that can be real estate, or a significant portion, I would argue, could be real estate and acquiring other businesses. Those are having all these type of investment strategies in different buckets and working in synergy is a great way to play the game. And so being a jack of all trades and being a general practitioner, I just am so excited to learn and listen to specialists in the institutional space in the stock market, seeing what they see. And it is such a pleasure for me, again, to pick these people's brains. Quantitative analysis and studies is, to me, is fascinating. What chartered financial analysts have to go through to get that certification, arguably probably one of the toughest certifications yet in the investment space. And, you know, talking with these MBAs in the financial specialty, getting to see what they specialize in all day long, and having a good, strong overall understanding. And I've learned for me, and the reason why I'm sharing this podcast is that I'm a huge believer that like attracts. And if anyone's ever made this statement to you before, being a jack of all trades, it had a huge impact on me. It's amazing I gave it so much meaning for 20 years of my life. And it's been so freeing to understand this is a good thing. And by me going, for me personally, I like grinding through things. I don't necessarily like the grind, but I have found that the best way for me to help myself, help my family, help my friends, help the clients that I serve, is for me to go through the grind myself, understand it. And I'm very good at coming up with areas that don't work, areas that need to be improved, and troubleshooting things and starting to perfect systems so that after that grind, which takes a while, it's not necessarily fun, but the end result is really good. And then I have such a strong general understanding of these different topics, I know how to hold the people I hire, the people I contract, and the entities I contract accountable. And I have the empathy. I know what's involved. I know what needs to be done. And then I also know how to hold people accountable if I'm being told BS, and how to move things forward and improve things. And not to be right, but to be right as in let's do the right thing and move forward and improve. And that is the show. I really hope this has an impact. I'd love to hear feedback on this, on a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Thank you for supporting this podcast. I look forward to next week's episode. Hopefully I can share some things I've learned this week. This will be a very interesting year. I've talked about the volatility at the beginning of this year that we would probably start seeing in the stock market, and we've gotten a taste of it. And thank you for listening and supporting the show. If you're new to this podcast, please go visit my website, engineerofinance.com. You can learn a little bit more about me and see some of the things I've written about in the past. Thank you so much. And also my short-term vendor, Heather, thank you so much for opening my eyes to the fact that it's okay to be and should embrace being a jack of all trades. Thank you, everyone, and I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.